Хаккаакаким куни ничигнилгаани унноомкстаамеритнгуук аа стаамерит миллуккуанаггаа унааникус кокфакми нэкнэк пиллераанаккаа нит аа ничигкукут уккунаккаа хани интертрайбл фиш комишн наани уиталлера чалиллуу баакэн фиш энд вайлдлайф резерв аа камаанииллуу McGrath ami Kevin Nak Jali Lu State Damuk Bilra Sam Decker Khwanikwa introduce out Kluki Ukut Khwani Asan Rinka Ni Chukunil Rani Welcome Magluji Una Khwani Kalin Sorok our lines are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. Unasu outside of Bethel, 1-800-995-8954. Radio@kyuk.org. Taukuto yatukuluki ukatun kayaga kuyungauchi. Colin, let's hear what you have to say. I'll have my guests introduce themselves, starting with Kevin, then Sam, that are on the air, and then Chris, and then Tris. I almost forgot her name. Gee, been so long.
I know.
Dotlu, Kevin?
Good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Ah, you're loud and clear.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Sam Berlin and KYUK, for hosting the show again. I'm Kevin Whitworth, Executive Director for Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission up here in rainy McGrath. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sam?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Loud and clear.
Good. I am calling you from Quinnahock today.
Oh.
Where I've come down to visit the community. So I can't stay very long, but it's very early season. So my name is Sam Decker. I'm with Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I'm the state Kuskokwim area fisheries management biologist. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, good afternoon. Chris Tulico, supervising refuge information tech on the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge.
Una khani nang nang ni guluni unnom kmani pekatar ni khani ago gutsaka katai kaksuku pisko maya kaksuku ikayo kha ikayulanga katagilak mumikhilo pekam katagakama kanrut klinrilkin ka kanrut klaki kunuk saklukutagam asanun piwih kaminun ayakataklini piwk jali konik intertribalanik bilga Tris
Koyana Sam, good afternoon everyone. My name is Tris Vicente. I work with Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission here in Mamdihlokmut. Koyana.
Koyana kwa kuingasu hosta go Sam. I guess everybody knows who I am. Chiunguruku last week. Ikihtlhani, that first opener. One of you have any information about what was happening at that time?
Koyana Sam, this is Therese with Intertribal Fish Commission. I can jump in about the set net opener that happened just this past week on June 3rd.
Oh, it was this week.
It was this week, yeah.
I thought it was last week. Yeah.
No, I did hear there are lots of people out fishing, though, before the June 1 closure down, you know, Aniak down to the mouth of the river under Fish and Wildlife and our Intertribal Fish Commission. People are already catching kings. I heard some good size ones and even sockeye salmon already. But when the river closed June 1, the first announced federal opener was on June 3rd, just this past Tuesday, and it was a set net opener. And just this morning, we got a harvest estimate for the lower river from that opener. And so folks know this is, this harvest estimate comes from interviews conducted by people that the Fish Commission hires in the villages from Tuluksak down to Eek, also by ONC, Ohosahakamut Native Council here in Bethel at the boat harbor and in fish camps. And then the Yukon Delta Wildlife Refuge will fly aerial surveys and count nets that are out. So we take all this information, plug it into a computer model, and I have this information to share with everyone, our best guess of how many fish were caught and how many people were out. So on Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025, there was a set net opener from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 16 hours. And we estimate that 104 set nets were out, and a total of 708 salmon were harvested. We estimate about 600 of those were king salmon, 57 were chum salmon, and 51 were sockeye salmon. And Chris and I were just talking before our show started, and we were talking about harvest in previous years on this date, and these are actually quite a bit higher than previous years. So like last year, there's also more nets out. Last year, we think there were about 78 nets out, so about 30 fewer than this year, and people only caught about 54 kings. 2023, about 381 kings were caught. But again, this year we estimate about 600 were caught just on June 3rd. So I don't know what that means for salmon this year, but I'm glad people were able to get some fish down here. So good fresh cook. Taste of fish.
Yeah, yep. Fresh fish.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, ila yuk ngana kuna, ila kankatun.
Yeah, Zuluku, I'll speak in Yupik. I'll add to what Sam had, or Trace was talking about. Yuhtun na kankatukula pitsiko. Do it to, Ptu garlitung pitsatni, Aaron Moses akka, ting out hook. Imna Jacob Witagilakliko and Simi Piduli. Fish biologist dot. Kuvianka nakehtuluni. Oh, now Pratkakoni 104 akka. Dow miam tnuluku, dangtho, dog, estimate dog, 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 dot mit der Land zivinga lag na la count as hook toy to ya taken aguna law enforcement officer up with the patrol as hook to them tony sitnet as hotney toy to tamaskuita tamaskun ko managui Pakta sunita kisung kamin ayagatoka kanshula 60 dot kuven knakisuni luni dos kanguluni tamagmung hatta jehukuk tom zivingale pui 20 nasuna uskutanat Tai matapin riuska ta unakannat kannat kasapata. Rakilis na kuwa kan romalre atra adressatu. Toi tu hingan toi. Tom phone number clue ilaklu biu makuni okuna law enforcement daka kan kasule. Kuma patak maka yidu nakakana phone akaliku yidu sunganiluku. Yeah. Dory Sue Market my harvest estimate that ashagne me mat June 3 ashagne bilhut ptuga chutama kta amsn rokh pagalutin naqlhatni changtaitlu amsn rokh pagalutin ashagne me my su sayit kangit ngatlu tapqluki Erlingan nating to mikunonga nating to ashagni mitoy ayakhami asin gulun.
Ya kagi yaga kasulgasuka ah chikuri yaga kasulun na kuskupaka ako kutsutoy chali ah chiulan to kakan kuna kuyum yaga ka kasira kan kasira yaga luni pakan nakang katakan nilu ko kan kalas katumyok sa ka.
Yeah. Nung sikto nga na nilu ka kumana kak ng maklipami tay matoy dama kutkanot klasit siulam takot. Siulim kan katas kaya natundayim nukutakot ko nila kanene totogom ki uli saga kauna khone lize khana nakatulu ku khone fista kane bilang katakto
e
sakto kamku
ya aguna khone intertribalanic biluni bilkhum aqalakhlha ili mumi gakhluku mai ptu gakhluta bilum ni chiunga kunlu awai байлган атхцтаарлутин пилхэт қаваакын аяхлуни аниахахмеут нунниит накуарт мун кувьялхэмхни чангкаккуурлутин пиллхуут тахяқпагнак тори куялуни тоттотн пилхатни нутахтурканикхат чанглутин пилхатник маалу нэкът тахяқфи чангтат анн аннеру англутин канрут кэлхани тол икируттааккут аваи June 3 маттум каугутэм ринрипингаайорлутин пилхатни унаани аваи птуугэрлутин пилхатни эстимат Tanghokluku, Unahani Pilhata, ya 104 Tiki Luku Kuvianik estimate Kesalhuni Luding. Tautoi Akuni Ashakuni Chungani, Ashagni Pilhumni, 7 Tikchipahluku Kuvianik Nakishut. Chung Taitlutoi Mai Akka, Makunik Niknik, Tahayakpaknik. Saya kenek kangit nangenek lu, chief chiefi ngalrit, cangak lu ting pilhut, awai ashakuni akuni muris kuruki pilashitni, akka anak lu ku tamana canglashat, awai toy, krisak lu, makcik lam takan lashat, nasunai lu ku. Kasi kaya kaluni pekan ng katakanilu ko kanlas hata. Ahtak ngo yun na itok. Yukat yutak kut pilas hata. Taim toy unok ju na inami chali pilkiwang katukut tao na chali upisugumin pinakatukut. Kevin, do you have anything else to add to the report that was being done before the closure and during the opener? If you guys have any, you and Sam, Kevin first.
Yes, this is Kevin. I just want to add a little bit to what Therese had mentioned. She had mentioned the Chinook catch, about 600 were caught in that June 3rd opener. The estimate, and then the chum salmon estimate was 57, and sockeye salmon or red salmon was 51, which compared to years past, that's doing pretty good, and that seems early, but there's some chum and sockeye reds out there. I'm hearing reports of that, too, so I wanted to just mention that, too, in addition to Teresa's report. Thank you.
Sam?
Sure. Hi, Sam. So this is Sam Decker with Fish and Game. You had asked about law enforcement, I think, and if there was any going on.
Mm-hmm.
So while the river is under the FSA, the state does not patrol those waters. That's the responsibility of the management agency. So I don't know if there was any enforcement. I guess I would, is Aaron Moses on the call? I would hand it off to him for information about that. I know that the wildlife troopers have been doing some training. Mm-hmm. And so they've been heading out to the Yukon, they've been heading up to Galena, and there are going to be there's going to be a new wildlife trooper who is moving into Bethel, and so he will be doing some training around Bethel as well.
Well, yeah, no, there was an officer out there, and Aaron was out there too, on a plane flying around counting. And there was one from the Fish and Wildlife Refuge that went out. They were out there accounting. And one thing that was mentioned by Chris was there was hardly, except for one buoy that had initial markings, the name, last name, and address. And even a phone number will do. So for those of us that are neglecting to put down your name, your phone number, or your where you're from, please put those down. There might be penalties this time around, because we've mentioned those already prior to the opener. We've announced them over the radio, and I'm glad there's going to be more officers coming out. My suggestion to the state and to the reserve here, if they are going to do that, I hope that they bring in more personnel to take care of our drug and alcohol problems here too. Don't make criminals out of subsistence users. Let's make criminals out of drug users or drug dealers. I know that this is out of the question, but if they can do that, they certainly can do for want program. But anyway, kawa kencali Kevin Nam unapilka makutwani gangit ngat jali susayit pilhit fiftik chipluku awai apalhoi chang taulgit ukutlu takayak fito number at kuyit. What was the number for the Chinook? 600?
For Chinook, yeah, 599,
600, yeah. 599, and let's add one more, make it even 600. That's good to know. There has always been a saying in our Yupik elders that we had an early thunderstorm here, mm-hmm, in May, and when that occurs, our ancestors used to tell us that there's going to be fish on the river more abundantly than usual.
This is Therese with Intertribal Fish Commission. I have an elder friend in Nikolai who texted me late May when those thunderstorms were happening, mm-hmm, and said his elders told him the thunderstorm was going down from Nikolai to meet the king salmon coming, mm-hmm, up. Exactly the same, yeah.
Yeah. Chris? You got anything that you want to add? Kevin?
This is Kevin. Just a reminder, there's tomorrow, June 6th, at 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., there's another SetNet-only opportunity for federally qualified subsistence users. And I was just looking at the weather forecast for tomorrow for Bethel area, and it looks like it's going to improve. So today, you know, there's a little bit of wind. Tomorrow it's supposed to die down for winds, and the weather looks like we might get some sun too. So that's great news on the weather for that opportunity tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Sam?
Thank you, Sam. I'd like to give just a little bit of an update on where the sonar is at. And then I'm going to have to step out because we're going to have a meeting here in Quinnahawk. Oh. So the sonar, Keegan, as people probably are aware, they are moving their camp. So they're moving it just upstream a little bit. It'll still be on the same bank. The sonar will still be in the same location that it has been for the last 10 years. It's just where the people will be living. They're moving that part. So today they expect to have 3 of the 4 sonar operating, and we should expect to start getting data from them probably tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They were out practicing with their apportionment nets, and while they were practicing, they caught 3 Chinook and 2 sheepish. And then also, Aniak Test Fishery has been operating since June 1st, and they caught a king on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. So very early to see a king up that high.
Yep.
But the state forecast is for between 132,000 and 217,000 Chinook to return to the river this year. And so we are expecting to see a lot more kings. But it's really good to hear that that first SetNet opener had 600.
Yeah, that's I was surprised at the report, but not really, because I was expecting a pretty good number of Chinooks to be caught. I have questions for Chris.
Law enforcement dam jali lakiluku kajiginakhnu khone phone number at phone we takan kalakhiluku kitu akhnakh kanagma totin kitu akhsukmanil to ilu qanqiluni mai kuvetuk jivingalrit paqtaalkhmaniki кимтлхуна тоқила алаам кумалинхлхуқа афсурамк тамагтай малихтақууллутин хоқтори тамақман тоом атхит адрессаатлу тамарламу игаасингфгнаат макуни пууитни тоой канрилуни хондэма нет птуга Nuachtutatsahoni 1666 Atuqata Taunatoi Kanrutukuhoni Warning Akitse Katsiuklink Warning Auluki Totten Mugututa Reklisnet Nauchluki Pigata Totten Doi Kanrutkluki Taumktoi kanqarlula tsikonruyarneluku phone number atluwitak
yeah awai akunapu ini a ikkulqutamni witarkat atren
address
address and phone number antlu ilaklukupiku atarkhautiqoqqa Trish, do you have anything to add on that buoy thing or
Nope, not on the buoy. We'll just we'll put a Facebook post out reminding set netters in the Kuskokwim to label their buoy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I did want to, I don't know if Sam Decker is still on the phone or if she had to go to the meeting in Quinnahawk, but there was a management announcement by Sam and the state for waters above Aniak. I wondered if she might speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I could share, but I'll have
Sam
first. Sam,
are you still on the air or did you leave?
I am still on the air. I've got just a couple more minutes. So the announcement that we just put out was for closing sections 4 and 5 on June 9th, and that's part of that front end closure that's in regulation for both the state government and the federal government. And the federal government implemented, I think, starting June 1 in the lower river. And so that rolls upriver in front of the king salmon to allow that the harvest of pike and sheafish that run right before those kings. So that's why Section 4 and 5 are not closed yet, but they will be closed on June 9th.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, do you have anything to add to that?
Not on this subject, no.
Okay. Chris? On the closure?
No, I like it.
Chris, do you have anything else to add to the subject here that was just being announced?
Well, I could just share too, I guess, Sam Decker, with your permission. People above Aniak could still fish with like alternative gear types, we call them, like rod and reel or hook and line, dip nets, fish wheels. I know like lots of time fish wheels are up there and beach seines, but as I understand it, any king salmon caught need to be released and returned to the water alive. So just for anyone, you know, listening above Aniak or anyone who has friends or family that fish there above Aniak, but like Sam said, as I'm understanding it, drifting and set netting will close June 9, but the working group meets next Wednesday, so there might be more announcements to come for people up there.
Okay, yeah, and coming Thursday, we can announce that. Chris, you came up with something that you needed to add.
Yeah, Teresa, what the Greek means to make us Magatoni Nitla put a federally qualified subsistence user at Magunik Kalunik Dipnet, Zakutautnik, with a Guwarut Mularuna Hutmani, Tamakun Pilaruna Hut, Magutalut,
Kalunik
Pitok, Pitsinat.
Oh, Gutak.
Gutat, yeah. Fish wheel at Rat and Reel. Tamakun Ktoya Dukulutin Umanganu Nahwane, Mainstay Mami, Naksuksari Mualutin, Sangdadin Suta Masquita, Tarak Fowley, Kangit Ruli, Sayoli, Kakioli, Kakia Tembuch, Kikwenakat, Tamak Sumaluki, Unani, Toitu, Maguta. So to fix it, get quite cannot clear, but by such a leak, the money toy, not so good at starting period, toy to Magutta, yatik non federally. Qualified user on the corner, a promotate, money, no, 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 no,
Non-qualified user alu looting big looting.
Yeah, Juanne Hua Kanromadra utilizing means and methods other than killing.
Other than killing, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Asik tuktao na sikaka. Do you have anything to add to what he's saying or in English version, you wanna
the best I can understand, Juchten.
whatever he mentioned about non-qualified users and qualified, federally recognized qualified users.
Sure. Well, I can add because I had a call to our office line this morning. Someone was wondering, you know, which regulations to listen to and what parts of the river, and it can get confusing. But for Aniak down to the mouth of the river, federal regulations are in effect under the temporary special action. And so the only people that can fish right now under those are the federally qualified subsistence users. And the easiest way to understand that per the federal regulations is, you know, someone who is that qualified user has their primary permanent place of residence in a rural area on the Kuskokwim and has lived in Alaska for the previous 12 months. Mm-hmm. So if you've lived in a Kuskokwim community for a year and that's your permanent residence, you're a federally qualified subsistence user for the Kuskokwim Federal Fisheries. So those people can, what I think Chris was just sharing, the best I could understand, federally qualified subsistence users are the only ones allowed to fish with gill nets during the openers mm-hmm. that Yukon Delta Refuge announces. Spencer Reardon, the manager there. They can also fish with dip nets and beach seines, rod and reel, and fish wheels on the main stem Kuskokwim 24/7, mostly probably dip nets in this area. I know I've been out with a dip net before. I can catch good numbers of reds when the reds are running really yeah. strong. So, and it's nice to be able to do it 24/7, you know, even if there's not an opener and it's sunny, go out, get on the river and get some fresh fish. Non-federally qualified users, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but they cannot fish under federal regulations, can't fish in the gillnet openers. And this year, like previous years, they can fish with dip nets and keep just reds. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah. So, you know, sometimes this is like if someone's family member lives in Anchorage now, they want to come back, they could dip net for reds. Mm-hmm. They can help cut fish. Yep. They can, you know, take fish home. They can eat all the fish they want. But they wouldn't be able to fish the gillnet openers per right. these regulations.
We do have a caller. David, good afternoon. Good afternoon
to my fellow Yupik Sepeti, Yukon, Kuskokwim Delta, especially to the Yukon people who are struggling up there to make ends meet, that people who are without jobs up there. But to continue my subject from last week, talking about bottom sea trawlers, I forgot to include but one bottom sea trawler that was west of Cape Newenham, way down, it's like maybe three or four, maybe even more, maybe kind of over-exaggerating, but it was a big big bottom sea trawler. And also, another thing to before I get too far, since Quid is part of the CVR program, and there's about 13 other villages that are included along the Kuskokwim River through, and most of them. And if any of you listeners out there, since we're still struggling out there, even though they're CVR, all those millions are those people are taking care of it. But back to the trawlers, and just recently, about yesterday or 2 days ago, on social media, there's a couple of guys or somebody posting, since they have these tractors now, not only on aircrafts, but they also can track any vessels that are out there. And then just recently, about 2 or 3 days ago, I think, I forgot how many trawlers there were about a couple of weeks ago. They were still below Kitnik, very close up to, very not far from Kitnik. And just recently, there are about nine trawlers down there. And I guess with state of Alaska, they had these buffer zones below us, about 20 miles, whatever. And I guess they can break those laws and make new laws for their benefit. Well, I wanted to say, y'all have a good day now. Bye.
Ii, koya na kaya ka ulit na ka tak makin kuigiling ako miyo niya sa lagam kumiyakot ng piluchi. Koya ako kliku ako na kaya ka ulit na. Let's hear a little bit about these trawlers that are out there. Kevin, do you have anything to say towards what that man has just brought up?
Yeah, this is Kevin, and Therese, please chime in. Definitely, it is a problem. The yellowfin sole fishery is operating right now. The pollock fishery is operating right now. Like the gentleman who just mentioned, you know, Cape Newingham, also down near Togiak, they can go near shore. It's closed in Kuskokwim Bay, 20 miles off to these bottom trawl or pollock fisheries. But you can see them really close to shore in a few areas that are state managed. And they do catch king salmon. They downplay the idea that they catch king salmon, but they do catch king salmon, small numbers. But the thing that's really bad with these trawlers is they're bottom trawlers, especially the yellowfin sole. These are fish that are on the bottom of the ocean. And so they're destroying the habitat, fish habitat that salmon use and habitat that subsistence resources go to grow up and get bigger and come back to the rivers, and halibut, other species of birds are caught. There's a lot of different fish, crab, you name it, are all caught in these trawl boats. And so these trawl boats, they're Amendment 80 boats. They talk about how clean a fishery, how well managed they are, but is definitely not the case when you start to look at the numbers of fish that they catch and bycatch, and then the unrecorded bycatch, the destroyed habitat, the cloud of fish and dead crab pieces and stuff, the unrecorded stuff that NOAA's not recording and not saying, but people have seen it. So anyways, I do agree with them, the folks who just brought this up. This is a very big problem offshore, and it's going to continue to be a problem. Right now, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is meeting. They're trying to redefine or define the pelagic trawl, which is midwater trawl definition, and it's an uphill battle. The trawl industry has the votes there at the council, and trying to just redefine pelagic trawl, which they're supposed to be midwater. But these guys are on the bottom, and they are doing it legally on the bottom when they're supposed to be not on the bottom. That's the pelagic trawlers, like the pollock fisheries. But I'll pause there. Thank you.
Yeah, is there anything happening to what they are doing? Is there anyone out there or people of some department enforcing what they are doing, or are they just letting them do it?
Trace, please chime in here. This is Kevin again. I was on the AP advisory panel call just yesterday, listening to law enforcement for NOAA law enforcement, and they do say they enforce the laws, but that's part of the problem is there's enough gray area in the laws and the regulations that the pollock fisheries and the bottom trawlers are able to get away with what they're doing, and so they're doing their job. That's what they say as far as enforcing, but there's enough gray area that it's not helping us to try to recover our subsistence resources.
Yes. If they are being enforced, we would be seeing reports on those, right?
That's a very good question. I don't know that. I don't have a good avenue of recording citations offshore like that. I do know in Area M, there's been, which is a state-run intercept fishery there in the Area M False Pass area, they had some citations a year or two ago that people were chucking chum salmon and not recording them in their catch.
Yeah. Trish, do you have anything to add to what Kevin brought up and the caller?
Yeah, Koyana Sam, this is Trace with Intertribal Fish Commission. A couple things come to my mind because I was listening to the council's advisory panel yesterday for a bit too, and I heard some back and forth between one of the trawler representatives and then one person who represents like pot and longline gear down in Southeast Alaska. And that gal was saying they're enforced pretty strictly their gear because they're going back to their docks often. People are checking if they're using the right gear. If they're not, they're sighted, they can't fish. The trawlers, on the other hand, are often out at sea for many, many days or weeks at a time because they just have an open season for several months. Some of them, they have these inshore vessels fishing just north of the Alaska Peninsula. They have to go back to shore like Dutch Harbor, Accutan, and drop their fish off at the processing plants every couple days. But the big, football field size trawlers, the motherships and the catcher processors, the ones that, process all the fish assembly line style and freeze it at sea, they don't have to go back to shore as easily. And they're fishing all over the Bering Sea, depending on what they're fishing for. So it makes me think there is law enforcement through the federal government, through NOAA Fisheries. I don't know how they go around and check all these vessels, across the entire Bering Sea. Mm-hmm. That's a huge area. We know NOAA Fisheries is getting funding cuts from the federal government through the Trump administration. I don't know how that's affecting their law enforcement. And all the vessels in the Bering Sea have, they say, two independent observers on board every vessel, counting, the bycatch in the nets, everything from salmon to halibut to whole crab, marine mammals, seals, you name it, all the different things they scoop up and discard and waste. But there's lots and lots of cases of those observers being harassed, told to not do their job.
Or paid off,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's, could be a lot of discrepancies in the data we do get. That's what I would want to add. So yes. Certainly a problem.
Yeah. Chris, jump kai lakang.
Ila kaita. Yeah. We are very fortunate to have a Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. They're advocating for the people about all of the high seas fisheries related things and all that.
I have a question on NOAA. Don't they have a satellite orbiting our Earth up there?
I don't know if they use it for fisheries, though. I'm not sure. Good question.
That's exactly where I'm going at. If there is one for NOAA to observe what's happening in our atmosphere, and if they are involved with these fisheries, why aren't they using their satellite system?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they being paid not to make any reports by this? These people make, if they don't make $100,000, they didn't make any money. That's what I heard. And each dock, if they unload, just imagine how much fish that they are unloading. Yani kip nakhmut ktip ni wit out. Awakin toya yakilutung nusikakam, let's say, nusikakam nuninik ayakilutung ukatmun ayakhtut. And they're going after what they call the yellowfin. Unane. The only way that I can see them catching yellowfin is if they're dragging the floor of the ocean or the floor of the sea, because those are bottom fish. And that's, from what I'm hearing, illegal. They're not supposed to be doing that. It's happening. And NOAA is supposed to be involved, and there's supposed to be two personnel on board, policing these fishermen, these fleets. But they can very easily be bought off. And these people make, if they don't make $100,000, they didn't make any money. Just imagine bringing in a boatload, these massive boats, and delivering that many pounds of fish, and also bycatch. Just imagine how much money that they are raking in. $100,000 is nothing. Nothing. Chris?
Yeah, Koyana Sam, I just wanted to add, so the yellowfin sole is, you're right, they have to trawl the bottom floor to catch it because it's like a halibut, it sits on the bottom floor. But that is in a legal, like a legal bottom trawl fishery. What's seems like it should not be legal is the midwater trawlers, or pelagic trawlers they call them. Those are like the ones going for pollock. They're not supposed to be on the bottom, and they don't have like different equipment on their trawl nets to protect the bottom like the bottom trawlers are supposed to. So when those pelagic or midwater trawlers hit the bottom floor, they're really causing destruction. And they're not supposed to do that, but analyses from the North Pacific Council itself has shown in some areas they're on the bottom 100% of the time. So that's what should not be legal or allowed, but definitely is happening right now. So
mm-hmm. We got about maybe 12 minutes left on our show here, and Kevin, I'd like to get you on, get you back on the air, and say something about what you're thinking about towards these subjects that have come up, and use this as a closure remark too, if you can.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Just a reminder, I don't know if we touched on it all that much, but tomorrow, June 6th, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. is a SetNet-only opportunity for federally qualified subsistence users. And these is, this is from Aniak down to the mouth of the Kuskokwim. Also, next week, June 9, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., there's another SetNet opportunity. June 12 and June 16 coming up here real soon are Drift and SetNet opportunities for federally qualified subsistence users. Again, June 12 and 16, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is Drift and SetNet opportunities. I'm encouraged by this early season SetNet, the June 3rd opportunity, and a little bit of fish that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of data, but I am encouraged to see that. The reports I'm getting are people are catching even red salmon, which are kind of early. And so I'm hoping it continues June 6 and 9 to continue get some fish for everybody. So, but we'll see how the data comes in as the year progresses. The idea here with good data, the in-season manager, Yukon Delta, and in-season manager of the Fish Commission, if we have good data, then those people will feel comfortable announcing more opportunities. So hopefully for some good data and some more fish coming in. I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Sam, and thank you, KYUK, for hosting this.
Koyana, Kevin, one of our persons have left due to going to a meeting, but on her behalf, I didn't give her a chance to say goodbye to everybody, but it didn't even cross my mind. My mind was on the trawlers already. Chris, ilak itam kangkangkut ilalugu ikihtakatlu akut yuhtun biluki chanklu kalanta sakakaw jiti kuskutteita chalitawna reminder akpikhilugu.
Yeah, why, Kevin, I'm going to go knock on it to work at the room. Kuviet, 75 feet, what none is it? 45 meters deep, 6 inches of clue, right? Zipped Fnak, Dorton Bitter Land, Unoku, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 6 p.m. 9 armies will be secret. The man can root can relaku, can root kaka. We are now at the toy. It could go down to my good boo is the Iraq Luki at Hapsnick at a Sapsnick phone number at the city you go to at our one with it.
Yeah, Aknasu at Starlet and Pilka Tali Pickak.
Matum Aganum King of Clanny. June 12 army visit, June 16 army too. All right, Kevin, I'm going to go to the Asanganani, they magut pilkir to tank little magut unangut dead, sung dead, they ma ila yukmazikatam, daman, pilkat.
Ya, Goyanakpa, Kunuksaka unakonik nang near Luni, Uhun, ila gahaluta krisakpi, what nyuhtun kalachluni pilasha, pitikluku, Kunuksaka. Chalisu Piukungakan Khatn Ukoksuku Opportunity Mkchiki Kakatrin Atam Tayukung Tayukungakhlutn Ksakriakuna Kmentaikina.
Yeah, bistait qapekhm da khani bi wasiqo da gam umyoqluku oguna emetni krai lisa kham gutta li lisnga khulni pingailin khodn bi khunni chalil lisnga ritsu
ya qoyanq qchiq qa tauna chali yuhtun qanaklagaal khulni pittu a qoyawi khulni chris ilaagaqtaaqalaarlar pinakka illiikun ummiorlugut klunuk piksailengeramugunukka dotn yuk pilqayuq qau hey we got a caller last minutes Ivan makan mam trilgene good afternoon
good afternoon ilo
ikitaki
everybody and closing remarks we know what the problem is crawlers. You guys verbally stated, and you know what the problem on what the trawlers are doing out there, area M, over commercial fishing, no fish escapement for Arctic and Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. And just like you said, Sam, what's being done about it? Before it's too late, I think state and federal fish and game are supposed to protect our subsistence fishing and hunting rights. Why is nothing being done? They're just letting it happen. And I just read in the newspaper on Kevin McCabe's on Halibut, the trawlers are doing the damage. Something has to be done and let them totally stop on raking the sea and overfishing in Area M and before it's too late. No, nothing's happening to them. Only to me and my people on the Arctic and Yukon rivers, Kuskokwim rivers. We're on restrictions. Stupid 4-inch 60 feet on the biggest river on the Yukon River. Hardship. Stress. Total, what do you call that? Civil rights are being violated. When are native leaders going to contact UNICEF and have global help? I think that's supposed to be happening now before it's too late.
Hey, look.
Good, yeah.
One minute left.
Thanks,
Koyana.
Okay.
Tris, closing remarks. Only 1 minute left.
I'll be quick. Koyana Sam and Koyana Ivan. Just a reminder that the Fish Commission is continuing our in-season teleconferences every Tuesday at 10 a.m. The call-in numbers are on our Facebook page, at Cusco Salmon, or you can check out www.cuscosalmon.org, and we have the numbers there. So if you can't wait till Fish Talk next Thursday, you can call in to our teleconference next Tuesday.
Koyana. Koyana kwa dailut Chris, Tris, Kevin, koyana kwa for being with us. All the callers that have called in, reminder to everyone, let's not forget about our life jackets, our life flotation devices when we're out on the river. And good luck fishing tomorrow to everyone. Biuchi.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys. Mm-hmm.